Welcome back, everybody. This is DJ Jazzy Cat live on the Chill Factor Radio. Today's guest, we definitely have a wonderful young man with lots of ambition, Nick Lundbeck. How are you, Nick?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you? Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So, Nick, you are a lyric writer, you have self-recording, and you do a lot of producing, and I just wanted to say that I saw your video. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but you have been doing some music, choreographing, and all kinds of great stuff for many years. Let's hear a little bit about what you do.
It actually started more or less by default. I used to go into studios all over the East Coast and, you know, down in New York and spend a lot of money and come out afterwards going, you know, not really. That's not what I had in mind. So little by little, I ended up assuming those duties myself and first just recording and then producing. And then it just became sort of self-perpetuating. And in the end, I ended up doing everything. So, yeah, it's pretty much a one-man shop. I write it, I record it, I engineer it, I produce it. And now I'm actually doing the mastering as well, which is, I say mastering, I should add an asterisk there and say it's a very, very limited form of mastering. I do what I can to get it up to volume and get it limited and get the levels right, but it's certainly not, you know, creative, brilliant mastering. But yes, it's a pretty much a one-man shop, me and my little studio getting things done.
So in your history of doing all this wonderful stuff, did you have, as you were getting ready to gear up for all of this wonderful stuff, have you had any influences on what you portray?
Oh, sure. I mean, as far as writing goes, I guess, like everybody else, the Beatles, you know, I mean, that's sort of the holy grail of writing, because everything was done as simply and as directly and as effectively as possible. I don't think anyone's outdone them on that. You know, it was very underplayed. If you listen to something like In My Life, there's not a lot going on, and it's just a brilliantly effective song, partly at least because there's nothing going on. There are a lot of other people that I listen to a lot. You know, Paul Simon, I would say, is a big influence, and his level of production is much more sophisticated. He's a brilliant lyricist. James Taylor, you know, mostly great writers I listen to. The engineering and producing stuff came later, and the guitar playing, well, guitar playing was probably the first thing. And again, that was Beatles to Led Zeppelin to Yes to, you know, any great guitar player I could listen to. But lyric writing is something I paid much more attention to. And that, again, is the Beatles, Paul Simon, James Taylor, Tom Waits, just some very brilliant. Just as an aside, do you know the song America by Paul Simon?
Yes,
I do. They've all come to look for America.
Yes.
You know, it's an amazing thing about that song, which is that people love the way that sounds. Now, our Western ears are very trained to appreciate rhyme. There's not a word in that entire song that rhymes. And no one ever gets that because it flows so well, it's done so well, that you don't notice the lack of rhyme. But there's nothing in that song that rhymes, which is pretty amazing when
that
you listen to
brilliant.
It.
That is brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah,
I never thought of it that way. Thank you for bringing that to light with it.
Yeah, next time you hear it, give it a listen. Nothing rhymes.
I love it.
Very clever song. Yeah.
Interesting. So you've been working on some big projects. We want to talk a little bit about what's going on. You've got some new stuff that just came out not too long ago. Definitely inspired me. I won't give the name away. I want you to do that because our listeners need to know from you how you got started doing this. Definitely a video someone had sent over, and I fell in love with it. And I tell you, folks that are listening in, you are too. Just amazing. And it feels like you are within the video. So, Nick, tell us, our listeners, about your latest project.
Okay. I've been posting quite a lot lately. So I would assume from people's reaction that you're either talking about Ireland or Drive-In.
Drive-In.
Drive-In, yeah. I wrote that song kind of a long time ago. And I recorded, I don't even know how many versions of it. But I could never get it to sound right. And this last time I did, I got what I wanted out of it. And it's sort of a passion project for me. I liked the song when I wrote it and spent a long time refining it and then trying to figure out, you know, in the beginning, you sort of record your songs and hope it comes out all right. And I guess later on, as you get a little bit more facility with the process. You record what you're trying to record. You're aiming at a target. And Drive-In really came together for me. I like what it did. And I put a little bit of video to it to sort of accentuate the point that the song was trying to make. And the point is just really that, you know, we grow up, things change, things that you thought were permanent, world-changing, you know, fixed, immutable things turn out to be sort of transitory, like a drive-in was. When I came to this country from England, and when I first came here, which is, you know, millions of years ago when dinosaurs roamed the earth. So my family would go out to the drive-in because we wanted to try all things American when we got here, you know, and drive-ins were a uniquely American thing. And I thought, wow, this is just brilliant. You know, you can sit in your car and watch the movie and be in your pajamas, and it's great. And I thought that was sort of a fixed thing in America. And gradually they just sort of faded away. And the song sort of makes the point that lots of other things that you think are permanent and unchangeable, eventually they fade away as you get older. And some of that's sad and some of it isn't. And all you can do is really carry on, I suppose.
Absolutely, as every day. It's a growth experience, right? Is that what you're saying?
It is, but I think in addition to being a growth experience, it's learning that that while you're growing, the experience itself changes. It's more like the things that you think are unchangeable and immutable gradually sort of slip away from you as you're getting older. It seems like a natural process.
Very interesting. So in the video, mm-hmm. I want to know, is there a part, I've seen it and I absolutely love it. I love the fading in and out. We had previously talked about this. Where was everything shot? Was there something in Connecticut in this video?
Most of what I do when I put a video to it, and I'm sort of new to the process, I go on a site like Pexels, which is free for photo and video downloads. The problem, well, I'll get to that in a minute, but you can kind of piece together something that you want to represent, and it's all free, and it's a wonderful site. I've given them a little plug here, but I really appreciate what they do. Part of the problem, though, with the videos on Pexels is a lot of them are only 10 seconds long or 12 seconds long, and that's sometimes you need more than that if you're trying to make a point with a video. The very first shot of the Summit Drive-In, that's in Connecticut, and that was taken from a site about Branford, I think, Branford, Connecticut. And oddly enough, it was driving by that drive-in, which was sort of in ruins by the time I drove by it, was what inspired the song. I was just thinking, you know, wow, it's amazing. It's like a ghost town now. There's nothing there. And so I loved it when I found that picture. And from then on, it was just selecting pictures that would go with it and sort of underline that theme, both video and still photos. But that's the only one I think is, you know, definitively from Connecticut.
Well, it looked very familiar for me as an outsider looking in, and I just found it very brilliantly done. So great job.
Well, thank you. That's sort of a new thing for me. I'm sure I'm woefully underqualified to be doing it, but it comes out, you know, it came out the way I wanted to in the song. So I was happy with the result.
Well, you did a brilliant job. Result. I absolutely love it. I fell in love with it. I was watching it. I think I watched it like 5 times, to be honest with you.
Wow. Thank you.
I did. And I put it on the big screen here in the studio. So it was really, really cool to see. Definitely. I am a girl of the vintage, definitely drive-in back in the day, popcorn-ish with the family kind of girl.
Right. Yeah. So it was a great thing. I don't know why they still don't do it. I guess it's, you know, it's not a, a brilliant business model, I would imagine, because it was down a lot during the winter and stuff. But they started to do heaters with the speakers, didn't they? They used to have a...
Oh, I don't know. I know the speaker used to come off the mount and then you'd be able to put it right on your window.
Right. Were you ever in a car that drove away with it still attached? I was once.
Were you really? No.
Yeah, forgot that it was there.
No way. Yeah. They used to pile people in like crazy. They used to put a lot of people. You'd be able to take like your whole family.
Oh, yeah, because I think they charge by the car.
Yep, that's
not the number of people.
Back in the day.
So, you know,
yep.
Like all your neighbors, your family, everyone.
That should come back. Know. We definitely, you know, that would be something neat to see.
I thought they were great. And again, it was a uniquely American thing. I was just so impressed with it when we moved here. And I thought, wow, this is just fantastic.
You know? Well, you might be onto something. You never know.
Yeah, just open a chain of drive-ins.
So, Nick, you had sent me a couple bullet ideas of, you know, what to and how to, but I find it very funny that you had mentioned about talking but not talking about what's your favorite sandwich.
I was being facetious, but
I love it. Keep it real.
Yeah, so I don't know. My favorite sandwich. I don't know. As I said, I grew up in England. I really like marmalade.
There you
my
go.
My wife thinks I'm crazy. No. Marmalade and bread and butter. But
there you go. Perfect. That's good.
But a regular sandwich, you know, I don't know. Just
are you a meat and potato guy or are you a veggie guy?
Oh, I am so not a veggie guy. I wish I was. And I was actually a vegetarian for like, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. And that was, you know, my band used to really give me a lot of grief because I didn't eat vegetables. I don't like any of them. I like maybe like three, possibly.
There you go.
I like tomatoes, onions, and string beans, and I'm done. That's about it.
Good stuff.
I don't like anything else that's green. So, you know, I would live on cheese sandwiches pretty much back then. Pretty unhealthy diet. But
that's the life of people that are out in the industry, right?
Right. And then I was at a wedding one day, and they had prime rib, and I just looked at it and went, no, this has to end.
So, the relationship's over.
Yeah, that was the end of my vegetarianism. So, yeah.
Great food. Great food for thought, if you will. So, Nick, what is next for you?
I was so frustrated at going into studios. And, you know, studios are so expensive. And if you're going into a big-time studio, it's rightfully so, because the people that run those things, you know, commercial engineers are just amazing. They have a phenomenal amount of knowledge that, you know, I certainly don't have. I couldn't do four sessions in 2 days and be able to adjust my thinking to, you know, well, this is a hip-hop song, this is a folk rock song, and change all the drum sounds. You know, you've really got to be adept to do that, and I'm not. My studio experience is that I know what I want to get for my songs. So anyway, to recap, I used to go into studios and not come out satisfied. I'd spend an awful lot of money, and I'd come out just, it's close, but no. So I ended up doing it myself. And in the meantime, of course, I'm still writing. So I have this huge backlog of material that I want to get out. And Facebook is a good place to do it. My YouTube channel is up and running, but it's embarrassing. I have like, I don't know, like 12 followers or something. I don't know that people know it's there. So I don't have much happening on YouTube, although I keep posting songs there. But most of the time I'm posting them on Facebook. And my friends are nice enough to share them as well. So I'm getting some nice reactions to that. So I guess the future is just keep getting this material recorded, produced, and out in any medium I can, on any service I can, and see what people think of it. It's a little late in life, as I've said on one of my postings, to consider this a career move. I'm not sure that's really the case anymore. I'm just interested in people's reaction to it.
You're doing a wonderful job. It will definitely be up on many different platforms here on the Chill Factor. So just so you know, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcast, Amazon. You can go over and listen to any of the stuff that's going on. Definitely wonderful, wonderful information. You want to give a link to your YouTube?
Oh, just you can just search my name, Nick Lundbeck. Same on Facebook. Yeah, it's just under my name. There's no fancy.
Fancy
site. And while I mentioned that it's not a career move, you know, if millions of people suddenly love my music and I end up in a villa in the south of France, I'm okay with that.
I have no problem with it. With a sandwich in your hand, a steak.
That's right. Yeah, marmalade. It's an unlikely prospect at this point, but I'm totally okay with it.
Well, Nick, it's been my pleasure speaking with you today. I wish you nothing but the best. And if you ever need anything from the Chill Factor Radio, let us know, because you're a joy to have on.
Well, thank you so much, Catherine. I really appreciate you asking me, and it's been a pleasure being here and speaking with you.
All right. You have a wonderful, blessed day, and thanks again for everything that you're doing. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.